Hello and welcome back. Quite a week in AI, the kind where one story swallows everything else whole. Let's get into it. Anthropic released something called Claude Mythos Preview, and then, deliberately, carefully, kept it off the market. That combination is what made this week feel different. The numbers first, because they're genuinely striking. On SWE Bench Verified, Mythos hits 93.9%. Dopa's 4.6, the current public flagship, sits at 80.8. On SWE Bench Pro, the harder, less contaminated version, the jump is from 53.4 to 77.8%. At USAMO, the Mathematics Olympiad benchmark, it reaches 97.6%. These aren't incremental improvements. They're the kind of gaps that make you reconsider what tier you're in. But the reason Anthropic didn't ship it publicly isn't the benchmark numbers. It's what happened when they pointed it at security research. Mythos wasn't trained to find exploits. It was trained to write excellent code. The ability to break things appears to be a side effect of being very good at understanding them. In internal testing, it found a 27-year-old bug in OpenBSD and a 16-year-old vulnerability in FFmpeg, one that 5 million automated tests had missed. The FFmpeg team confirmed the sheet publicly. Against Firefox, it achieved an 84% success rate on exploit development, though as Fireship and AI explained both note, that was against a sandbox without mitigations, not production Firefox. Worth keeping in mind before accepting the headline uncritically. Security researcher Nicholas Carlini reportedly found more bugs in a few weeks with Mythos than in his entire previous career. And Claude has already identified over 500 validated high-severity vulnerabilities across major operating systems and browsers. The concern, articulated clearly in the 244-page safety report that channels like I Explained went through in detail, is structural. Cybersecurity defenses may now be permanently behind model capabilities. Not temporarily, permanently. Anthropic's response is Project Glasswing, AWS, Apple, Broadcom, Cisco, Google, Microsoft, Nvidia, and roughly 40 other organizations get access specifically for defensive patching of critical infrastructure, $100 million in usage credits, $4 million directly to open source security projects. The model is priced at $25 per million input tokens, $125 output, five times the cost of Opus 4.6, which is, among other things, a structural barrier to casual commercial use. Melvinks, to his credit, added some useful friction here. His read, 70% probability, this is marketing hype timed before a potential IPO, 30% genuine capability. He points out that some of the benchmark runs involved 1,000 parallel agent instances at roughly $20,000 a pop. That's a different thing from a model just being good. AI Explained made a similar observation about the Firefox numbers. These are real caveats. They don't fully dissolve the concern, but they belong in the picture. The deeper strategic story, which Nate B. Jones laid out in his analysis of 512,000 lines of leaked Anthropic code, is about what comes after the model race. He identifies a leaked internal project called Conway, an always-on agent that runs in the background, wakes up overnight, processes your emails and Slack threads and calendar patterns, and after 6 months of use has built a behavioural model of how you work that cannot be exported as a SVE. He draws the comparison to Microsoft's Active Directory moment in the NEAT, the thing that made everything else sticky. The pattern is open standard on the bottom, model context protocol which OpenAI and Google have both adopted, proprietary extension format on top, CNWZIP, which only works inside Conway. The Google Play Services playbook. Android is open source. The valuable services are not. Jones also notes the three eras of AI competition, the model race of 2023 to 2024, the Interface and Harness Wars of 2025 to 2026, which the OpenClaw situation this week marks the peak of. And now the question of who owns the persistent agent layer. Anthropic is moving fast from model provider to enterprise platform. And the OpenClaw ban is part of that arc. On OpenClaw, Anthropic blocked its use through Claude subscriptions this week. Alex Finn, Bart Sladichka, and Theo at T3.gg all reported it independently. The practical workaround that emerged is using Opus 4.6 as an orchestrator through the API while routing execution to cheaper models. ChatGPT, GLM 5.1, or local Gemma 4. The economics still work, just less conveniently. Which brings us to Gemma 4, which had a genuinely good week in the open source space. Fireship's explanation of why it performs so well is worth understanding. The key innovation is per-layer embeddings, visible in the model names, E2B, E4B. Instead of one shared token representation across the whole network, each layer gets its own. This addresses memory bandwidth, which is the actual bottleneck, not parameter count. The 31B model runs on an RTX 4090 and reaches performance comparable to Qwen K2.5. Thinking, which requires over 600 gigabytes and multiple H100s. That's a meaningful efficiency gap. Practical setups emerged quickly. World of AI showed how to use Gemma 4 with Olimar as a free local backend for Claude code. Bart Sladichka built a Hermes agent with Gemma 4 E4B, local firecrawl, and CRXNG for a fully private, fully free OpenClaw style setup. DevExpert demonstrated the 26B model in LM Studio with the thinking mode activated, around 64 tokens per second, and noted that the thinking mode is essentially required for the model to perform well. Without it, the quality drops noticeably. Tim Karambat raised a legitimate complaint about Gemma 4. Google stripped the multi-token prediction feature from the public GGUF versions and kept it inside their proprietary LightRT framework. DeepSeek V3 and Qwen 3.5 both support MTP in Llama CPP without issues. The public Gemma 4 GGUF files have over 1 million downloads. The LightRT versions have under 8,000. Keeping a 2.3x throughput improvement locked in a compiled proprietary format is a choice, and it's worth naming. Also worth noting this week, the Claude Code source code leaked on GitHub through what DataPizza described as a human error in the publishing process. Source maps accidentally included in NPM builds. Rather than fight it, Anthropic open-sourced it, officially, which means you can now fork Claude code and run it against other models, including Gemma 4 locally. On the tooling side, Claude code had a busy week independent of Mythos. Anthropic launched managed agents, hosted infrastructure where agents run on Anthropic servers, with OAuth authentication for tools like ClickUp, billed at 8 cents per active session hour, plus tokens. Nick Sarayev demonstrated a meeting transcript to ClickUp agent deploying in 30 seconds via Netlify. The critical limitation that both Nate Herc and World of AI flagged: no native cron triggers. For anything that needs to run on a schedule, you still need NA10 or trigger.dev. Managed agents are genuinely useful for some things, but they're not a replacement for automation infrastructure yet. Claude Code also shipped an Ultra plan that moves the planning phase to the cloud using Opus 4.6 and parallel exploration agents. Nate Herc's test showed a dashboard build going from 45 minutes to 15. Mark Kasheff highlighted a single line feature, context fork, that enables sequential skill chaining. 5 skills, 1 command, each reading the output of the previous. Melvinx did a solid explainer on the skill architecture itself. Skill.md as entry point. 3 types: tool, competency, workflow, with token efficiency through selective loading. Cole Medin's Archon framework got a lot of attention this week as an open source harness builder. His framing of the evolutionary sequence is useful. Prompt engineering in 2022, context engineering in 2024, harness engineering now. The idea is deterministic process layers around coding agents, AI nodes, Bash and Python steps that run reliably human-in-the-loop gates. The pull request acceptance rate figure he cited from research, 6.7% without a good harness, nearly 70% with one. That's not a marginal improvement. The Carpathy LLM wiki approach to memory is converging across multiple channels this week. Nate Herc, Cole Medine, World of AI, Ben AI, all demonstrating it independently. The core idea, Claude Code, compiles raw inputs into linked markdown wikis, navigable by index file, visualized in Obsidian. No vector database required. Ben AI extended this into a seven-level context hierarchy, from manual chat all the way to a team business operating system. The self-optimizing loop, auto-research, that Carpathy outlined and Ben AI demonstrated improved a LinkedIn writing skill from 80 to 100% success rate over five iterations. NA10 released a plugin called NA10 as Code for Cursor, VS Code, Claude Code, and OpenClaw. The key feature is that it carries local knowledge of all available N8N nodes, so the model doesn't hallucinate non-existent ones. Bidirectional sync between local TypeScript files and the NA810 canvas. Access to 7,000 community templates. For anyone building automation workflows through a coding agent, this is a meaningful quality of life improvement. On the broader business and strategy side, Nate B. Jones made an argument worth sitting with. The Polymarket bot that turned $313 into $414,000 in a month wasn't doing anything exotic. It was exploiting price delays between crypto contracts and spot exchanges. A developer replicated it in 40 minutes with Claude. The arbitrage window on Polymarket shrank from 12.3 seconds in 2024 to 2.7 seconds in 2026. His point is that economic arbitrage now closes in weeks, not decades, and the people who will survive this aren't the ones who use AI to deliver faster. They're the ones who architect intelligence systems. He names five structurally stable value layers: trust, context, distribution, taste, and liability. The wrapper companies, the thin UI layers over commodity models, are not in that list. His IPO analysis is genuinely alarming if accurate. SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic are collectively planning to raise $170 to $195 billion with only 3 to 5% float. A new NASDAQ rule allows index inclusion after just 15 trading days, weighted by total market cap rather than available supply. Index funds, 401ks, pension systems become forced buyers. OpenAI loses roughly $14 billion annually and needs the public markets. Anthropic counts cloud credits from Amazon and Google as revenue. These are structural issues that don't go away because the technology is interesting. A few quick things from the shorter notes. Google Notebook LM is now integrated directly into the Gemini app, synchronized projects with mind maps and slide decks coming. Google Gemini Embedding 2 is the first fully multimodal embedding model. Text, image, audio, video, PDF in a single vector space, 3,072 dimensions with Matryoshka representation. MetaMuse Spark, the first model from Meta's new intelligence labs under Alexander Wang, reaches 58% on humanity's last exam with its contemplating mode, parallel multi-agent reasoning, and uses roughly 10 times less compute than Llama 4 Maverick. Strong on visual STEM tasks, weaker on complex coding. Minimax M2.7 claims 50 times cheaper than Claude, 66% on ML Bench, 97% tool call compliance. With open weights coming in a few weeks, GLM 5.1 from Xi hits number one among open source models on SWE Bench Pro and is designed to run for up to 8 hours on long horizon tasks. Cursor 3.0 was rewritten from scratch in Rust and TypeScript and repositioned as an agent orchestrator. parallel agents across multiple repos and cloud machines. The Composer 2 model is based on Moonshot's Kimi K2, which Cursor only acknowledged after public pressure. Mistral is building a data center near Paris with 13,800 NVIDIA GPUs and 44 megawatts of capacity, financed by a consortium of seven French banks for around 830 million euros. The week ends on the security thread, which is where it probably should. Theo and a security researcher writing under a pseudonym laid out what they see as the core problem. Exploit development has historically been hidden knowledge, accessible only to a small number of elite researchers who spent years learning to combine knowledge from disparate technical domains. That scarcity was, functionally, a security property. Models trained on the complete history of CVEs, memory layouts, and framework vulnerabilities don't have that constraint. They don't get tired. They iterate after every failure. The question Theo and the researcher are asking is not whether open source projects will be flooded with verified, reproducible, exploitable high-severity vulnerabilities. They think that's already decided. The question is when. That's the thing that sits with me after this week. Mythos is not publicly available, but the capability it demonstrates, finding bugs as a side effect of understanding code, is not going to stay locked up. The next model from someone else, or the one after that, will have similar properties. Anthropic's Project Glasswing is a bet that the defensive window is real and usable. Whether the 40 or so organizations with access can patch critical infrastructure faster than equivalent capabilities spread more broadly is not a question anyone can answer right now. It's the most important open question in the field, and this week is when it became impossible to ignore.